The title of this message tonight is Think About It. When I have opportunity to witness to somebody, I like to use Brother Tommy's line, 10 out of 10 people die. It's amazing to me that when I say that, I see this blank look across their face, and after I say that, I just stop talking. Because sometimes it takes them a few seconds for that to really register.
Yeah. Right.
And then all of a sudden I get this, you know, that's right.
Yeah.
And it's true. It's not something that we like to talk about, dying. We don't even like to think about it. But it's a fact, and it's going to happen.
Yes, sir.
And even though most of us, hopefully all of us in this room tonight, have settled that issue with Jesus,
yes, amen.
There's other things that we ought to be thinking about and taking action on as well.
That's true.
Jesus didn't save us so that we could have eternal only, so that we could have eternal life and then just live however we would like to the rest of our life here on earth. He has
Amen.
A job for us.
Amen.
He has a direction that he wants us to take. He has specific people throughout our life that he wants us to point to Jesus.
Yes.
To encourage, to help. He has a job for us to do. And if we're not on that path, it's not likely that we're going to be doing the things that he's put us here for. Okay?
Amen.
So here in Psalms 119, verse 59, the Bible says, I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. Let's pray. Dear Father, I thank you for your word, and I especially thank you for bringing us to this passage tonight. And I pray that you would please open our eyes and our heart and our ears to receive your message.
Please.
Father, this is not a small thing that you have for us. And I pray that you would help us to see it. And Lord, help us to make change where we should. I thank you for that. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
David, he took time. The Bible says here in verse 59, he took time to intentionally consider his ways, his direction. That's not something that we do often. It's our nature. We are creatures of habit by nature. So when we get into a way of life, it's easy to just stay right there. We like to call it a rut. If you've ever been traveling in a vehicle in muddy terrain, it's easy to get in a rut and hard to get out of it.
Yes.
Okay? And that's the same way it is with us in our life. But David, he took some time to intentionally look at where he was at and where he was going. And then the Bible says that he made haste. In other words, he quickly made change. He probably did that quickly because he understood how that, number one, it's hard to get out of a rut. Mm-hmm. Number two, the longer you wait, the harder it is to get out of that rut.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, he made haste. He quickly made some changes and got back on the path where God wanted him to be. Change is hard because we are creatures of habit. We are comfortable in our habits, even if they're bad and cause us pain and difficulty.
That's true.
I'm going to say that again because it may not have registered with some of you. We are comfortable in our habits, even when they cause us pain and they're bad habits. We stay there because it's just the easy thing to do. Good habits are created deliberately and decisively. Bad habits, they happen on accident.
That's right.
We don't have to try. We have an evil power that is helping us to create those bad habits.
Yeah.
We don't see it happening. We don't know it's happening, but it's happening. And I realize that you're probably thinking, yes, that's happening to them. You may even have somebody in mind who that is happening to or has happened to. But let's get our mind off of them and get it on us.
Right.
The devil is very good at deceiving us into thinking that we are on the right path. In fact, in Proverbs, Solomon says that the way of every way of man is right in his own eyes. But the end thereof are the ways of death. Could it be that you might be on a bad path right now?
Yes, sir.
The changes that King David made was in a deliberate direction toward God and his precepts. If you look back there in verse 50 or in verse 60, it says, I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. Verse 59, he says, I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. So apparently wherever he was headed was not in the right direction. Because when he turned and went in the right direction, he had to turn away from something.
Yeah.
The truth is, anytime you turn toward God's word, you're turning in a good direction.
Amen.
You can find the answers to your problems there. All of your problems.
Right.
Even the ones, for instance, if you're having a mechanical problem with your car, you're probably not going to be able to turn to Hebrews and find out how to fix that problem. However, the Bible gives us clear answers in that we should seek wise counsel.
Amen.
Right?
Amen. Yes.
You might not can find an answer to your air conditioning problem in God's word, but you can find answers from somebody who's wise and smart enough, who God has given the ability to work on that. And you can get his help to find the right person that's going to do the job right, charge you correctly, not gouge you.
Right.
God knows who that person is.
Amen.
He can lead you to that person. Proverbs 1:5 says, a wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. So what he's saying is, get help from people who are wise in the area that you need help in.
Amen.
That does require humility.
Yes, sir.
I don't know how women think here because I'm not a woman, but men have a problem seeking help. I got this. I know what I'm doing. I can figure that out. And then we get in trouble because we couldn't.
That's right.
Solomon says it's wise to seek wise counsel. Get help. But you have to first admit that you need help before you're going to go looking for that help. Solomon also said in Proverbs 4:26, ponder the path of thy feet. He's almost repeating what David said in Psalms 119. Ponder the path of thy feet and let all thy ways be established. Ponder means to take time to deeply consider a particular subject. When you're trying to consider or ponder the path of your feet, you want to ponder the path, every path that your feet are taking. And they take many.
Yes, sir.
Let's dive into some of them. Mm-hmm. What about your finances? Are you handling God's money and being a steward of His money the way He wants you to? Most of us think we are. It's likely that most of us aren't.
Mm. Yeah.
And the only way to know that would be to go to God's Word. Find out what He says about being a good steward. And then check in that against what we're doing right now.
Yes.
I hear people say a lot of times, when I get the money, I'm going to fill in the blank.
Mm.
5 years later, I hear that same person say the same thing. And they're not any closer to doing whatever that was. Mm. Or getting whatever that was. Those of us that are, there's some people in here that are retired, I get that. And there's some people in here that are not. But I was listening to back in the day when cassettes, how many of you remember cassettes? Okay. I had a volume of cassettes on debt-free living, and the guy said this. His name was Tom Kimmel. He said, I want you to stop for just a minute and think about what you would do if you could quit work tomorrow and what you would do with your time to serve Jesus with.
Mm.
Because the truth is, we ought to be serving Jesus every day, all day.
Yes, sir.
But many times we get enslaved to debt,
mm-hmm.
and we can't serve Jesus as though we should. And that's why he asked that question.
Mm.
Many of the struggles that you and I face are our own fault.
That's right.
They are self-inflicted. And the reason is because God told us right here how to handle his money, mm-hmm. and we're not doing it that way. Okay? So that's something that you would be wise to check out, how you're spending his money. It is his. It's not yours. It's not mine. It's his.
Right.
And he wants us to use it in a particular way. Not just 10% of it.
Right.
100% of it. He wants us to use that in a particular way.
Right.
And if we do that, he blesses us. What we're doing is what David and Solomon both said we should do. Pondering the path of our feet.
That's good.
Pondering the path of our way. What about your health?
Mm.
When we're talking to the unsaved person, trying to urge them to think about the difficult subject of death and eternity, we do that because it is really the most important decision that they'll ever make. But they don't want to think about it, right?
Right.
Is that your experience?
Yeah.
They just don't want to think about it. Well, that's how we look at certain subjects as Christians.
True.
We don't want to think about it.
Mm.
We don't want to talk about it. In fact, it angers us sometimes that someone would even bring it up.
Mm.
And that is the subject of finances. It's also the subject of our health. But God has a plan, and he wants us, believe it or not, he wants us to be good stewards of his temple.
Yes.
Are you doing that?
Mm.
Are you doing that according to what God has said in his word? The truth is, we're probably currently making decisions or avoiding making decisions that will greatly impact our future right now, today. In our finances, in our health, our habits. I know our habits covers a broad spectrum of things because we have habits in just about everything that we do.
Yeah.
And if you don't think so, tonight when you brush your teeth, stop in the middle of it, lay it down, turn around, pick your toothbrush up, and when you put it back in your mouth, you will not know where you left off. Because you got a routine. You start over here and you wind up over here and you know, and when we get it a little bit out of routine, we all of a sudden forget, oh, we're out of place. This is odd. We don't like that. Mm. But the truth is, we are comfortable in our habits, even if they're bad and they cause us pain. That's why David, under the leadership of the Holy Ghost, penned the words and said, you need to think about what you're doing.
Yeah.
You need to think about where you're headed. I don't know if you ever looked into how to stop a bad habit and create a new one. It's not easy. It's difficult.
Yes.
But it's rewarding.
Yes, it is.
When you do it and you're out of the bad habit, you want to kick yourself for not doing it sooner. Mm. What about your walk with Jesus? How's that going?
Mm.
You may say, well, it could be better. Okay. What are you doing about that? What are you going to do about that?
That's good.
To say it could be better sounds quite spiritual because we're being honest about it, right? But we're being lazy about it too because we stop right there. So what is it that you need to do differently to strengthen your walk with Jesus? It may mean letting go of something.
Yeah.
Something that may not be bad in and of itself, but it's bad because it's keeping you distanced from Jesus somehow.
Right.
David said, I thought on my ways and I turned my feet swiftly unto thy testimonies. I encourage everybody in here to do the same. Think about your walk with Jesus. That's the most important.
Mm-hmm.
Think about your health. That's also important.
Yes, sir.
Think about your finances. That's important too. And if it wasn't, Jesus wouldn't have talked about it.
Right.
So much. All throughout His Word. Think about it. And don't stop there. Do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
David said, I quickly turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I turned away from the direction that I was headed and into the direction that I should have been going all along.
That's right.
We need to do the same thing.
Amen.
Would you do that? Take time, quiet time. If you need to, get a pen and paper out and get serious about this.
Yes.
Because it could very well be that Satan has you going down a path of destruction. And right now it just seems a little bit uncomfortable. It gets more uncomfortable. It becomes more destructive because it's the wrong path. Jesus has a better plan.
Amen.
We ought to be on it, right? Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the clarity the direction that your word gives us. Lord, I thank you for your Holy Spirit for guiding us. And Lord, help us to be obedient, to follow your plan in every aspect of our life. We thank you for that. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let's stand and turn to 481.